Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. Mary Lou's in the building. Water Hartley's in the building. Here he. This is what we call a forum. We got a couple of things on the agenda today. I want to kick it off with something that's been trending on Twitter. Hashtag being a dark skin girl. Just to set the context, some of the tweets around this, Ciara Codine says, being a dark-skinned girl is feeling like you aren't as pretty as the other girls with the lighter skin and curly hair. So we're starting to get an idea of what this conversation is about. Nay Jasmine says, being a dark-skinned girl is when you're in class and someone turns off the light and asks where you went. So there's
sorry,
extremities.
I'm just sorry to laugh if somebody's offended. Sorry.
And Underground fine. Mummy says, being a dark-skinned girl, dark-skinned black boys telling you they wouldn't marry you because they don't want burnt babies.
Ouch.
So, I mean, people are making a, you know, they're saying frivolous things around it. But I got to tell you, I think that the media gives people with the darker skin, I just feel like they give them a really rough time. There's just such a stigma around it. And, you know, Lupita Nyong'o can go and win as many Oscars as she wants. To turn that around seems, it seems tricky. I think that it's just, it's adding to people's insecurities unnecessarily. And I don't know why it's being perpetuated. I mean, there's some people doing a great job in sort of standing out against it. But then in the same sentence, when you stand out against it, you further highlight it. So it's a tricky one. I mean, the two of you, what's your take?
Okay. I can't speak for the other side of the world. I can speak for like Asian girls. And if you grew up in Asia, the reason why everyone avoids the sun, religiously put on sunscreen to avoid being tanned or darker than they are. I mean, they perceive that the whiter you are, the more beautiful you are. And that comes from like back in the day, like way back. I'm talking about like it could have been centuries. Whereas like the richer families, the families that had money, the girls didn't do anything. They sat at home, they pranced around, I don't know what they used to do, but those who didn't have money has to go out in the fields and work as rice workers or fishermen. And generally they're quite dark. So no one wants, so like that kind of perception is almost as if the whiter you are.
It's a socioeconomic kind of indication.
Yes. So I don't think it's to say that if you're dark, you're ugly. But I mean, that was a perception and it kind of grew into what it is today where I feel like, it happens to a lot of like, I know Indian families as well, like Chinese, Taiwanese, Japanese. They all, look at girls who are whiter, the better.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I remember my late grandmother. The first thing she would say whenever she saw a baby, especially one of the family, the first thing she would comment on, mooi witkind, ne? Mooi. In other words, good looking white child, great. Fair skin, awesome, 10 points, like already off the bat. Like besides like whether the child's healthy or anything, the child's fair. So, you know,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's an interesting one. I mean, I have, whenever I meet someone, 90% of the time when we're talking about, being tanned or whatever, people say I'm like, and I'm as pale as like a piece of white paper and they make me feel bad about it. I am so pale.
That's a Western standard, you see.
Yeah. So, then Western people, we're like, the more tanned you are, the better.
Exactly.
It's so tricky.
Exactly.
For me, I mean, I'm sort of like in between, but my husband and I, we wear tanning oil and we try our very best to get dark because, I don't know, that's just us.
Yes.
But the thing is,
it's a sign of a holiday.
Yes, exactly. You look healthy. Exactly. You look glowy, healthy, and you look relaxed.
Yeah, but the thing is also, let me just tell you, obviously can't mention names, but there are certain anchors at work who do try their luck to get 2 shades lighter foundation for themselves. And it's like an ongoing problem at the office where these anchors will try and use other anchors' lighter foundation to look lighter on air. And they're not light skinned. So it's a difficult situation. And like for us, we laugh it off now because it's an ongoing thing, but it boils down to that whole thing about not feeling comfortable having a darker skin. And then I ran into a certain celebrity at a salon, the nail salon I normally go to, and she was getting her makeup done there. And I said to her, oh, you're using this makeup? Oh, what do you think of it? She says, the first thing out of her mouth, she says to me, I use the lightest color, the lightest. And I was like, and this person is not white. They're not a white girl. So I was just like, why would you say that? Like, I didn't ask you. I just said your makeup looks nice. But
it's horrible,
this constant need to want to be lighter. And apparently the same person goes on those drips and has been on those drips for years that lightens your skin.
Really? Apparently, is that how they bleach your skin? I thought bleaching is like from the outside.
There's multiple ways apparently you can do it. And apparently most of the Bollywood stars in India use that to lighten their skin.
Oh, they also do it.
They all do it. And they've been doing it for years. And it's just only come to
our shores
now.
See, that breaks my heart though.
I think it's
horrible that.
Yeah. I'd
hate that people feel like it's such a thing that they have to inject themselves with stuff. I mean, for me, injection is like a necessity if I'm feeling sick and I need like a flu vaccine or something. Mm. And even then I'm like, ah. So the idea of like an injection, just because you're not comfortable with the tone of your skin, is heartbreaking.
It is.
Yeah.
I think it's also societal pressure. Like, also, I feel like social media, the media in general.
It's magazines.
It kind of like perpetuates
fair skin is prettier. And I mean,
fair skin, blue eyes, light hair,
I mean, one of the makeup artists that used to work at MAC, and he also said like, there's been people that have come in, like Indian girls, and they're like, they want the color three shades lighter than their own color.
They're in denial about
what
color they should be using.
Yes. And then they'll go like, yeah, but my sister uses color, and the sister's like light skin.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but my sister isn't. It's my sister. So, you know, we use the same color, but they're like three shades darker.
Yeah, no.
And then, you know, he just went flat out, I'm sorry, I can't be seen applying this to your face, because then if somebody walks in, sees me putting this color on you, they're going to think I don't know how to do my job.
Yeah.
And they will insist, no, we'll still take that color.
But if you insist, I have to give you some makeup advice for those girls who do that kind of stuff. Please apply it on your neck as well.
Yeah, but that's the thing. No, but I've seen girls do that.
Yeah.
They apply it into their neck, but then you see their hands and their arms. It's not just a match. You can't put it everywhere.
But I mean, it's even worse if your face is just flat out white and your neck is like a totally different color.
And there's this line, so like you're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Insecurities suck. I don't like anything that promotes people having insecurities. Mm. It really sucks. I hate the idea of people injecting themselves or applying stuff to try and look lighter because they think that that's going to make them more attractive. It's just horrible.
On that topic as well, the health guru I spoke to this morning, James Digan, he also said
let me just pick up that name. I just want to... Let me just pick up the name.
James Digan.
That you just dropped.
he said that, you know, that the whole thing about the insecurities, and he was saying so many of these diets, like this new diet, this bikini diet that this, you know, this girl that's now on the cover of Women's Health, Kayla Itzinez, he actually wasn't in favor of it. And he was saying, you know, this idea that we promote skinny, emaciated girls as fit and strong, and you'll be happy if you look fit and strong and thin like this. This is when you'll be happy, when you'll reach happiness. It's the wrong message to preach. And I never looked at it that way. Because, I mean, that's all you see on Instagram, those beautiful fitness girls. And they're like, this is fit, this is strong. But the girl's like super thin.
Yeah.
Super thin. Like, she's probably not even eating enough calories in a day. So it's this whole, I don't know, this crazy messaging that's happening in the world.
I don't know what era we're in. I mean, there was an era when like being overweight was very attractive and a sign of wealth, and that's what you aspire to.
The Renaissance, say that.
I think it depends on the culture or the customs that you follow or belong to, you know?
Yeah.
So then that kind of dictates what is acceptable in your society or your community.
Now, from a male perspective, it's like you got to look like a Men's Health cover model. Otherwise, don't even bother.
I started subscribing to this Asian girl. She's quite a well-known beauty blogger. She's got like purple hair. She changes her hair all the time. Her name's Wengi.
Wengi. Oh my word, I also follow her on YouTube.
Yes.
She's Australian.
Yes. And she was giving all this dietary advice and like how she keeps her weight down.
Oh, I never watch her any of those stuff.
No,
I just find them completely rubbish.
No, they're rubbish and they're so unhealthy. But the thing is,
What did she say?
No,
that's
she was
unhealthy.
Saying like, there's this tea that she drinks all the time. And basically, that's so bad for you because it makes your internal, your intestines lazy to work. So then your intestines are supposed to work out the toxins and whatever. So now if you're drinking this tea that's going to basically give you diarrhea all the time, you make all those muscles lazy.
Oh,
so then
shit.
They won't work anymore. So when you go off it, your whole system's going to be messed up. And she's like, yeah, because you know, as Asian girls, we have to be thin. That's seen as beautiful. It's being like super skinny. I actually don't like the way she applies her makeup, just FYI.
Yeah. No, me neither.
It's I feel like I'm getting very educated Asian. Here. This is great. Okay, so that's our take on the hashtag being a dark-skinned girl trending on Twitter right now. Let's touch base on this real quick because people are very upset, and I think they have a right to be upset. I cut this a long time ago because I was like, what the hell am I paying for? DSTV just upping the rate constantly.
I saw that. How much is it going to be now?
So from $6.99 for premium, it's now going to be R759.
You know, can I tell you what is my issue with them? Is that I remember they don't even care about how long you've been subscribed to their services. I remember the ones, I think payment didn't go through for some reason, but I think it's the banking error. Mm. And they'll cut you off, but then to reconnect again, you have to pay like R50. And I'm like, dude, we've been with you guys for like 10 years.
Yeah, like, they've got this no has sense never of loyalty. Happened.
Can you just check? Like, this is a banking problem. He goes, no, for us to reconnect you, it's $50. So my dad's like, you know what? Sure, you guys cancel. But my dad canceled. I'm like 10 years.
And so
I was so devastated. Well, I mean, at that time, I wasn't that devastated because I was in university already. But I mean, I felt devastated for my brother because of Cartoon Network and all those other things.
But now, I don't know where they get the guts to up their rates in the midst of an internet boom and people being able to use Netflix. I know the sport thing and the news.
No, what
sport and news is always the selling point.
Yeah, yes. But their argument is, I read an article about it, was that they're saying with the growing costs of like getting the very latest TV shows from the UK and the US, that's costing them a lot, and the rand and pound exchange.
But I'm saying
rand dollar.
I'm paying R759 a month for number one, truckloads of repeats, and number two, you're still selling advertising on that platform that I'm paying for.
Mm. Precisely.
That's their argument. I'm just saying that's their argument.
The NASPA's share price would not be doing as well as it was. Granted, none of it's really from DSTV. It's all from WeChat and that, or Tencent. But still, I do feel like it's a little overinflated for what you get.
Of course.
Do you know, the thing is, I read this article. They were saying that, looking at like past historic practice, first of all, their subscribers are increasing in numbers by the year. And then second of all, previously when they've had price hikes and whatever, people who threatened that they would cancel their subscription service never actually did. Instead, more people actually subscribe to their services year on year.
That's
so
wild.
For them, it's like a greed thing, you know?
So they know like, okay, there'll be a bit of a backlash, but they'll get over it.
Yeah, they get over it. So they don't care. It's a big corporate at the end of the day.
But maybe it won't be that good. Cause I mean, before there's never been Netflix and
Showmax. All
exactly. Well, Showmax is them as well. Yeah. I hope you know that.
But it's cheaper.
But fast internet is not available for everyone. So that is the problem, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I hope people manage to maybe cancel. Well, I know we can't cancel because Emek, first of all, loves sports. He watches like literally every sport on there is on TV and plus Bloomberg. But you can actually watch a lot of that stuff online. Yeah.
You're going to have to see how it works. There was a great tweet yesterday along the lines of, but I've cancelled my DSTV subscription 6 months ago and I've still seen all the shows because of all the repeats. they're just repeating stuff from 20 years ago.
Oh,
let's wrap it up with this because we are going to touch base with Mike Sachs over in NYC in a little bit, just after 5, around the American presidential elections. But can you believe it's really going to be Trump and Hillary?
I can't believe it.
I actually never thought this guy would go this far.
No, I also didn't think
Did you have the faith in him at all?
No.
I didn't think the American people will be this extreme.
That's stupid.
Because, I mean, like, think about it. They chose Obama.
Mm.
And then now they've chosen, well, not
yet. Well, the Republicans have chosen him, kind of, yeah. But it is going to be those two. The whole thing that surprised me though is that I'd love to have a conversation with Hillary Clinton. I think she's just got such tenacity and like balls of steel. I mean, what that woman has been through in her life, it's just levels. And the husband cheats and she stands by him and she loses to Obama and she runs again. She's
ballsy.
Like balls of steel, that woman.
Yeah. I think people should just give her a chance.
Yeah, I want her to win.
I think that would be the next level for the American people. They have had a black president. Now they're going to have a female president. That would be cool.
Yes. I have faith in American people that they're not going to choose Trump.
Unfortunately, I feel like Trump is going to get it, but let's see. Time will tell.
God help us.
That there is the forum. How do we keep up with the both of you all day?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on all my social media platforms. It's Love Mary Lou. And, especially Snapchat, because I'm very into Snapchat right now. I hardly Instagram, but yeah. If you follow me on one thing, just follow me on Snapchat.
Okay, so I'm Warta Hartley on Instagram and Warta Hartley on Snapchat. And yes, the same. I'm also quite active on Snapchat and Instagram, and then Warta underscore Hartley on Twitter.
And then all the FabuFit stuff as well, right?
Yes. At FabuFit Essay on Instagram, at FabuFit Essay on Facebook. No. Yeah, Facebook and on Twitter. All the same. FabuFit Essay.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Johannesburg guy meets British girl.
Hi, I'm John.
Sarah.
British girl returns to Britain.
Mind the gap.
Johannesburg guy misses British girl. Johannesburg guy decides to go get British girl.
Mind the gap.
John!
Will you marry me, Sarah?
Yes.
Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Virgin Atlantic. Tickets on sale now on virginatlantic.com or contact your travel agent.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.